move on to road and drainage and solid waste and everything? 10 minutes. Because it takes that long to go down and have a... Okay. We are now adjourning into...
Madam Chair, could I get a... during the break, we had a discussion with staff over the motion that was made relative to the golf courses, and I want to make sure if Commissioner Garofalo could confirm.
I'll clarify. When I said the assessment rate for 2008-2009 for the golf courses, I in no way, shape, or form meant the building itself. I meant just the open space golf course itself.
Did the other commissioners understand that to be the motion as well?
I understood it to be the $6 an acre that they rolled it back.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate it, Madam Chair.
Okay, so now we can adjourn the fire district meeting and go into the road and drainage meeting. We have the resolution 09-R54, which is the certification of assessment rolls for road and drainage. City Clerk.
Resolution number 09-R54, resolution of the City of North Port, Florida, providing for adoption, certification, and confirmation of the Road and Drainage District non-ad valorem assessment rates and certification of the non-ad valorem assessment rolls for fiscal year 2009-2010, adopting a road and drainage assessment refinement program report, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Any questions, Commission? No? I have one. Branford, road and drainage going up or down?
Branford Adamoah, Public Works Director. All categories of properties are going down.
Thank you very much. Okay. And public comment is Buddy Hughes, J.P. Marchand, and Mr. Wig. First is Buddy Hughes.
Oops, I left my paper down. Buddy Hughes, Montague Road. I just wanted to mention the road in front of Mission Plaza. You know, that whole block is terrible. Every time it rains, you have water standing there constantly for days and days. Now, I believe Pat Collins gave you, you know, the chief engineer gave you the a report on pod parking. Did you ever read it? And if you ever read it, would you please put it on the agenda someday and let me know your answer? I think it's a good idea that you have to do something with that road, with all those cars parked on the swales all over there, and your tire marks in there, especially when it rains, all mud all over. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, you have to think of something. Okay, so would you please let me know if you ever read that pod parking report, please?
Anything else, buddy? Okay, next is JP.
Good evening again. JP Marchand, District Engineer for the West Villages Improvement District. And again, for the record and for your use, I have a graphic to pass out. And again, what I'll be doing is describing the parcels that are owned by the West Villages Improvement District and currently being assessed by the Road and Drainage District. Again, exhibit number 1, 2, and 3 are the same as the exhibits we had in the fire district, but I'll go through them quickly anyway, just for the record. Exhibit 1 illustrates three different parcels, one being the Grand Paradiso wetland tracts, which again are wetlands as defined by the Water Management District. The other two parcels are roadway tracts, for which a road is currently being constructed and is close to completion. A couple small sections at each end not yet completed, as those are going to be brick pavers, which are currently not yet installed. Exhibit number 2 is the Grand Paradiso water management tracts that are not yet constructed. It's currently undeveloped land and would be future lakes when phase 2 of Grand Paradiso is built. Exhibit number 3 illustrates five different parcels, including recreation tracks on Grand Paradiso, the clubhouse at Grand Paradiso, which is currently under construction, the Gopher Tortoise Preserve track, and wetland tracks on the Grand Paradiso project. The other two exhibits are new ones for road and drainage. Exhibit number four are also illustrates a Gran Paradiso wetland management parcel made up of a bunch of different tracts that are currently constructed as lakes in phase one of the Gran Paradiso project. And exhibit number five are, again, roadway tracks located south of US 41 leading to the Devasta Island Walk project. There's currently a road has been constructed there, it's completed, but it's currently not yet open to the public because the private property owner at the far end of the road has not yet constructed their segment, attaching that to their road, so it really doesn't go anywhere yet, so it's currently closed. Again, I'm just describing the properties for you. If you have any questions about them, I'll be happy to try and answer them.
Commission, any questions? On Exhibit 4, JP, yeah. You have these are currently lakes?
Yes, they are. The aerial, you can see underneath them that most of them are built, even on the aerial. There's a large, thin one about in the middle of the graphic, just above the 41 of US 41, yes. That at the time of the aerial was not a lake, but it currently is.
Okay, but these are all current lakes?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Thank you. All right. John Wigg.
Thank you, commissioners. I'm John Wigg again for West Villages Improvement District, General Counsel. We're objecting to the 2009 non-ad valorem assessments of the Road and Drainage District on West Village's real property for 12 parcels. Most of our objections were similar to the ones for the Fire District, and most of the objections are currently on appeal in the Second District Court of Appeal. The first objection is that the Road and Drainage District does not have the legal authority to assess West Village's Improvement District, which is another governmental entity. Because there is no statutory authorization. I have specific objections which I'd like to file. These are the same objections that we timely submitted prior to this hearing, 20 days before the hearing. The second objection deals with the platted real property, again, pursuant to statute section 193.0235. The platted real property is common elements, and it cannot be separately assessed according to the statute, but must be prorated to the residential lots. The next objection is pursuant to Florida Statute Section 197.3632. The notices of non-ad valorem assessments do not properly list the unit of measurement and the number of units. It's impossible to look at the notices and determine how the assessment is being determined. They use the term parcel and the value one, and you cannot multiply those and determine what the assessment is. One of the assessments is also $45, and it's impossible to determine why that's 45 and the other ones are 25. The next objection is that this land is wetland preservation, lakes, recreation areas for a private subdivision, a gopher tortoise preserve conservation area which is fenced and doesn't provide for public access, and public roadways which do not generate roadway trips, which is the basis for the road assessment, and they don't receive any benefits. There's been a lot of talk tonight about lakes not receiving benefits, and despite what happened in the court, I have a real problem understanding how a lake, which is completely covered by water, receives a benefit from a road assessment or a gopher tortoise preserve conservation area. The last objection is that the assessments are not properly and fairly apportioned among all the benefited properties. Thank you, commissioners, if you have any questions.
Any questions, commission? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone?
Anybody else?
Again, other than the fact that this has gone down, do we consider the lake issue and, well, in this case, you have a road, but I think that we do that for all roads, though, right? That's included in, I guess roads do are considered road, or, you know, on the drainage side of things. But we don't charge them road fees because they're not our roads, right?
Commissioner, we don't charge them enhanced roads. We don't charge them anything for their roads. We don't charge them anything for their drainage. Even base drainage, we don't charge them anything. We only charge them for administration and base roads, which is Sumter Road Price.
Right, right. So we don't pay them anything in drainage?
Everything that is said, we don't charge them anything for that.
For drainage?
For drainage, because we don't do any work there. So.
That's right.
Motion. Motion to approve resolution number 09-R-54.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Trubert, seconded by Commissioner Jones. Please vote.
Okay. And I'm talking into a mic that's off. This is ordinance number 2009-34, which is the Road and Drainage District budget. We need a motion to read by title.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Trubert, seconded by Commissioner Garofalo. Please vote. That is unanimous. City Clerk.
Ordinance number 2009-34, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting a Road and Drainage District budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2009, and ending on September 30th, 2010, providing for the rollover of prior year encumbrances, commitments, and capital projects, providing for severability, providing for conflicts, and providing an effective date.
Commission, any questions?
Move to approve
ordinance. Whoa. Slow down there. Uniforms.
Yes.
How much would be the uniforms?
It's about $18,200, and I would like you to do the same thing you did for fleet for Road and Drainage District.
$18,200 and replace it with parts?
No, what we'll do, we'll find it. We don't have parts.
Nuts and bolts.
That's wide open.
Bolts.
Well, not like fleet, I meant.
Specific.
balance.
Yeah, we'll find it in our budget. Okay, we'll find it somewhere in the budget.
So don't do it like fleet at all, then.
No, we just want to go ahead and say that to add the $18,200 and that the manager will find the balance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
What was that?
$18,200 for the uniforms. We're doing it for fleet.
That's okay.
So road and drainage.
And these are going back to collared uniforms and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, we're going to go back to what we've been doing. We're going to be giving them, they were going to be buying their uniforms, but we're going to go back to what it was. It is.
It's for laundering.
Yes, we'll
mostly
laundry that, yes. We'll provide the laundry and the uniforms.
I have a problem with this. The reason I have a problem with this is we're not looking as much of a grease situation as we do in fleet. This is more along the lines of dirt and mud and stuff like that that can be laundered in a washing machine.
Have you tried getting asphalt off your clothes?
No. Yeah, I have. I've actually gotten them on my police uniforms before. I don't know.
Commissioner Garofalo?
I don't know. If I'm an employee of Road and Drainage, I would almost think on this side of things, I would want the T-shirts that they're going to be going to, and more of them maybe. I think there's maybe a cost savings in that, but you're wearing a T-shirt in this heat as far as a collared shirt. I don't know. Isn't that what you were going to be going to, is a T-shirt?
Yes, and the reason why I'm saying this is fleet, Road and Drainage District, and Solid Waste are in the same department. And keep in mind, the employees are of the same union. And there could be the issue of saying why did they do it for Fleet and then road and drainage, not the same thing. So just for consistency, you know, I would like this to happen. If it's your decision to keep it, I can still live with it. Okay, I'm not, I just wanted consistency in the department, but if it's your decision to keep it the way you would like,
okay, well,
it wouldn't be a problem for me.
If I go along with this, if I go along with this, then I want to direct staff that at the next contract negotiations, we talk about this uniform issues with the union.
Yes, we can do that. He's the contract man, okay.
I'm looking at 1-800-DANNY.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Garofalo?
We've moved into union negotiations tonight. That's good. I always get yelled at for that. I didn't. I had an on from before.
Okay, we need a motion. We have no public comment, so we need a motion to include the $18,200 in the road and drainage district budget for uniforms. Someone needs to make a motion.
Move to continue ordinance number 2009-34 to add into that budget the uniforms. And for the manager of that department, or the director of that department, to be able to locate that in the current budget. To September 24, 2009, for approval at second reading.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Blucher, second by Commissioner Garofalo. Any comments?
So, in other words, we're not adding $18,000. It's coming out of his budget. He's finding it within his budget.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Please vote. That's unanimous. And do we have public comment? No? Okay, we are adjourned there and moving into solid waste.